Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. J Damunati Ravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Vishnupad Paramam Sapari Raja Kachari Asta Parasitra Shishimadas Dwayne Kriya Sesi Bhakti Vedanta Shalmi Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Rinda Ki Jai. All glories to Sambal Devotees, all glories to Sambal Devotees, all glories to Sambal Devotees, all glories to Shishi Guru and Granga. Hare Krishna. So we're reading Srimad Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra. Today, text 142. And repeat, please. Deha smriti nahijar sansara kupala kahatar. Deha smriti na hejar samsara kupar kahantar. Taha hoite na chahe udar. Taha hoite na chahe udar. Iraha samudra jale kama timing gile gile. Viraha samudra jale kama timingile gile. Gopi gane nehatar par. Gopi gane nehatar par. Deha smriti nahijar sansara kupa kahatar. Taha haite na chahe udhar. Viraha samudra jale kama timingile gile. Gopi gane niha tarapara. Deha smriti nahejar samsara kupa kahatar. Taha haite na chahe udar. Viraha samudra jale kama timingile gile. Gopi gane nihatar par. Thank you very much. Somebody else? Ladies?
Tell us the name.
Huh?
Just tell us the name.
Oh, where are we? Okay. Deha smriti.
Deha smriti.
Bodily conception, bodily concept of life.
Bodily concept of life.
Nahi.
Nahi.
Not.
Jar.
Jar.
One whose.
One whose.
Samsara kupa.
Samsara
kupa.
Blind well of material life. Kaha,
where is?
Tara,
his.
Taha hoite,
from that.
Na,
does not.
Chahe,
want.
Udar,
liberation.
Viraha samudra jale, in the water of the ocean of separation. Kama Timingile, the transcendental Cupid in the form of Timingila fish. Gile, swallow. Gopi Gane, the gopis. Neha, please take out. Tarpar, beyond that. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, the gopis are fallen in the great ocean of separation, and they are being devoured by the Timingila fish, which represent their ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these Timingila fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The gopis do not want that liberation desired by yogis and jnanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. So this is continuing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's narration, his prayers before Lord Jagannath during the Rath Yatra festival. He's in the mood of the gopis here. Purport is, the bodily conception is created by the desire for material enjoyment. This is called vipada smriti, which is the opposite of real life. The living entity is eternally the servant of Krishna, but when he desires to enjoy the material world, he cannot progress in spiritual life. This is also, I think Srila Prabhupada referring also to this, I think it's 11th canto, Viparyaya Smriti. Vipada Smriti or Viparyaya Smriti? How's that go? I am Dutiya Dupinivesha Ishadi Patasya Viparyaya Smriti. That this dualities, Tvayam Dutiya, that this duality that we have in the material world, you can't understand, Srila Prabhupada says, you can't understand good without some conception of bad in the material world. And hot without cold. Sometimes, just we finished up winter season, now this cold, the cold water was so disturbing in the winter season. But in the summer season, nice cold water, very nice, refreshing like that. So this is the world of dualities. Whereas the spiritual world is just the opposite. It's called Advaya Gyan. Brahmaiti Paramatmaiti Bhagavaniti Shabjate. What is that? Anyway. One can never be happy by advancing materially. This is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.30, Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamishram Punah Punas Charvata Charvananam. Through the uncontrolled senses, one may advance one's hellish condition. He may continue to chew the chewed, that is, repeatedly accept birth and death. The conditioned souls use the duration of life between birth and death only to engage in the same hackneyed activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. In the lower animal species, we find the same activities. Since these activities are repeated, engaging in them is like chewing that which has already been chewed. If one can give up his ambition to engage in hackneyed material life and take to Krishna consciousness instead, he will be liberated from the stringent laws of material nature. One does not need to make a separate attempt to become liberated. If one simply engages in the service of the Lord, he will be liberated automatically. As Srila Bilvamangala Thakur therefore says, Mukti Swayam Mukilitanjali Sevate Sman. Liberation stands before me with folded hands, begging to serve me. Om Ajnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Ramane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Deshitarani Pancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. It's interesting, the first line of this verse that we're singing today, that we're reciting today, this was practically same words are used by Narottam Das Thakur in one of his bhajans, no? You notice that? Deha smriti nahayar samsara bandana tar kahantar is the Narottam Das Thakur. I don't know about the rest of the verse because that's the Srila Prabhupada quotes that line many times. Deha smriti nahayar samsara bandana kahantar. That very meaningful words are there. Deha smriti nahayar, one who has no remembrance of this body. Deha smriti, the bodily conception of life, who's not smriti actually means remembrance like that. Deha smriti nahi of course is not. And who is Yar, samsara bandana, or samsara kupa, the same thing, of course, is there. That samsara bandana means the bondage of material existence, or the dark well of material existence, the same thing. Kaha, who, where it is for such a person. So this is actually the first step of Srila Prabhupada. I think he starts off on his books, Beyond Birth and Death. He says the first step of self-realization is to understand that one is not the body. Otherwise, where we can go? One, the sahajas, of course, they have some kind of different program. They want to enjoy the body while engaged in so-called devotional service. But that type of devotional service is not accepted by devotees like that, by the pure devotees. One has to, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, one has to come first of all to the stage of understanding he's not the body. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Na sochati na kankshati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. That one can achieve devotional service when he comes to that stage, that Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. And in that stage, na sochati na kankshati, he's not engaged anymore in this hankering and lamenting that goes on in the material world. The hankering and the lamenting that is actually the essence of this samsara kupa, this blind well of material existence, or the samsara bandana, the bondage of material existence, which begins with the sense gratification in the material world, which Srila Prabhupada nicely, he quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, Adanta Gobir Vishitam Tamishram Punap Punap Charvit Charvananam, that is chewing of the chewed, same business going on in the animal life, in the human life, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Again and again, one goes through struggling in this material world simply for manasya stan indriyani prakriti stani karshati, very struggling, very hard how to satisfy these senses. Rupa Goswami gives nice verse like that also, that I've been serving these senses for so long, and throughout many lifetimes actually we're going on serving these senses. But these senses are such cruel masters that they're never satisfied. Generally, if you have some master, if you do some nice service for him, he says, oh, thank you, very nice, that's very nice of you. He has some gratitude. But these senses, these material senses that we have, They're not grateful at all. You can serve them, what is that? That Krishna says, just like the burning like fire. You can add so much fuel to the fire and it's never satisfied. So this material senses are just like that. They're never satisfied. Puna punas charvita charvananam. Again and again, you're chewing the chewed and still never satisfied. They never become satisfied. So here, this if one can give up this ambition to engage in hackneyed material life and take to Krishna consciousness instead, he will be liberated from the stringent laws of material nature. That is the, I was just thinking about how this reading before class, Mukhya Mataji was reading from how Srila Prabhupada saw the deities as Gaura Nitya like that and Atlanta like that. So there's similar, very nice, I was researching also this Kama Timingile Gile. Srila Prabhupada mentions many times this Timingila fish, and actually it's coming from Srimad Bhagavatam. He explains sometimes, Timi is a whale, and Gila means swallowing the whale. So there's a fish, he says that the fish is there, Timingila fish, that swallows the whale in one gulp, like that, just gulp. And actually this word, this Timingila, talks about that, but here, they say right there in the words of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and many times in Srimad Bhagavatam also, I found, looked at different references to the Timingila fish in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's described that when the demigods and the demons in the eighth canto, the demigods and demons were churning the ocean of the ocean to produce nectar, the Timingila fish were agitated by that churning of the waves of the ocean. And that's that one reference. And then in the other, in the 10th canto, it's described about the commanders. Pariksit Maharaj is actually narrating how the commanders at Kurukshetra, the different opposing commanders from on the Kaurava side, just like Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya and Karna, like that, they were compared with Timingila fish, that Arjuna, how he could conquer them, how he could fight with such great commanders like that. That was, of course, he appreciated that was only by the mercy of Krishna that such great commanders could be defeated by his grandfather, no? Pariksit Maharaj was talking about Arjuna, how they were. And then there's another reference in the 10th canto when Jambavan is offering prayers to Krishna after he was fighting over the Shamantaka jewel, that Jambavan realized that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's none other than his worshipable Lord Ramchandra. And he offered prayers to Krishna at that time, and he, of course, he was very devoted to Lord Ramchandra. Jambavan was. He fought there at the bed in Lanka with the Lord in his form of Ram and Hanuman, like that. So he was remembering how Ramchandra, when he was sitting on the bank of the ocean before they crossed the ocean to get to Lanka, that Ramchandra became very angry and glanced at the ocean, and he agitated the waves so much, and along with all the aquatics in the water, including the Timingila fish. And there's also one other reference in the 12th canto when Markandeya Rishi experienced this universal devastation, and he also was attacked by some of these Timingila fish. So it's interesting also that there's actually many references. I go, you can say Googled it like that, and There's mention that there was one time just maybe less than 10 years ago in Australia that they tagged one big, I think it was some kind of shark, a big, very big shark, a 3 meter long shark. And they followed, they had this tag and they were tracking its movements. And they said that this fish, this shark was swallowed by some other living entity, because they tracked it. And they had the temperature. It was mentioned. There was a whole video like that about how the temperature changed abruptly from 46 degrees to 78 degrees. So they concluded that this could only happen if it was swallowed by some other creature. But actually, we don't have too much faith in their called empiric observations, because just like Srila Prabhupada appreciated Gaura Nitai as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he was talking about this Timangala fish, he says that we have not seen, they have not seen, but we accept. And actually he said, but actually we have seen. How is it we've seen? We've seen because we have Shastra Chakshus. So this is actually the actual, because what kind of, Srila Prabhupada, he continued explaining how the senses we have in this material body, they're all so imperfect. We take, just like this puna punas charvita charvananam, we're thinking, okay, this time it's going to happen. We're going to be very satisfied. Our senses are going to be satisfied this time. But no, this is the imperfection of these senses. We have struggled so hard trying to satisfy these senses, but the senses, such cruel masters, they're imperfect also. We, of course, the example is so many times he gives is the sun. We see is a small disk in the sky, and it's 14,000 times bigger than the earth. They say it like that. So what kind of knowledge we can acquire from these senses, these material senses? We can't understand really very much. We can they're making so much wrong information they're giving. That's also there's a cheating going on also. That we also read recently about how some photographer took some picture 10 years ago, and then they found some recently that it was the same picture came on, only was photoshopped and changed the message like that. So much cheating is going on. The senses are imperfect. We're illusioned. Sometimes in the summertime in Florida, you can see on the road, it looks like some water is there. No water is there. There's a mirage is there. So the senses are imperfect. But this Shastra Chakshus, this is perfect knowledge. This is called Avaroha Panta. We can get knowledge, real knowledge, from the descending process. This is the process of actual getting real knowledge, how to become, how to become Deha Smriti Nahi Jar, how to become to that stage, to get from this bodily conception of life, this bondage, to get to the stage of not even remembering what we are, this body, to thinking that we're this body. So, of course, this very nice narration is given of the gopis, that how they're to be delivered from the mouths of this Timangala fishes, which is their ambition to serve you. They're fallen in a great ocean of separation. That is the... there's also described, this is, of course, during the Rath Yatra festival, that is talking many, that represents many times the, it's compared with the gopis bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan from Kurukshetra. But there was also Krishna also he separated himself from the gopis like that during the rasa dance like that when the gopis were feeling very fortunate themselves, very fortunate. Krishna disappeared from them for a while, and when he came back, he was the gopis. They became very they were very disturbed, of course, and they were talking to Krishna about there's different kinds of personalities, that there's dealings between lovers like that. It says there's three different classes. It says one class simply receives, another class reciprocates favorably, even if the lover is very contrary, and the third class neither acts contrary nor answers favorably in dealings of love. So they asked Krishna, which of these do you prefer? Which is most honest? So Krishna said that first of all, those who simply reciprocate their loving affairs, they're no better than businessmen. Prahlad Maharaja, he also says that nasa brichas avivanik, that they're just like, they're not servants, they're businessmen. And then he says that those who reciprocate, even if contrary affairs like that, they're very nice, they're very honest like that. He said, but those who don't reciprocate necessarily, there are two different classes, that those who are self-satisfied and those who are ungrateful. So ungrateful persons, of course, they're not accepted, but Krishna said that if someone is self-satisfied, like myself, that is a different status situation, because Krishna sometimes he doesn't reciprocate with his devotees simply for the purpose of increasing their affection, attraction, or attachment to Krishna. So sometimes the devotees, they're thinking, they become a little bit frustrated in their activities of Krishna consciousness. They're thinking that I've been working so many years chanting Hare Krishna for so long. So why I'm not achieving any attraction or attachment to Krishna like that? But this is Krishna's dealings with them. One has to continue on. Utsahan nischaya darjat. That darjat, one has to be determined, at the same time enthusiastic. And what is that? Mamcha yoga bicharina bhakti yogena sevate saganan samatichaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. That if one goes on, continues with his devotional service, that brahmabhuyaya kalpate, he can achieve that platform of being liberated here. Srila Bilvamangala Thakura is being quoted, mukti swayam mukuli tanjali sevate sman, that liberation personified, standing before Bilvamangala Thakura with folded hands. And what is the next first line? Dharmartha kama gataya samaya pratiksha. That all the other material conveniences, dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, and kama, sense gratification, they're standing with him, with her, with this liberation. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes this verse in the Bhajan Rahasya. He says that this Krishna Karanamrita says, the youthful form of Krishna easily manifests as one's attachment for the holy name develops. Bhaktis tvayi stiratara bhagavan yadi syad. That bhaktis tvayi stiratara means very fixed. Then when one becomes very fixed in his devotional service through chanting the holy name is the best way, then daivena na phalati divya kishora murti, that one becomes as is quoted, the youthful form of Krishna easily manifests within one's heart. So this is the opportunity that one gets, especially particularly in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like we have opportunity this evening to go on Sankirtan, or even during the day, of course, the Sankirtan means book distribution or chanting the holy names like that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has particularly pointed out Param Vijayati. Jaya means of all glories. Vishesha Rupena. Srila Prabhupada quotes this, suffix V means Vishesha, means particularly so. Vijayate. Not only Jayate, but Vijayate and Param Vijayate. This even more emphatic. Param means mostly, very seriously like that, or supremely, supremely glorious to the Krishna Sankirtan movement, that one can very easily become fixed in his devotional service through this process, Sankirtan, and then very easily one can achieve that platform of not only mukti swayam mukulitanjali sevate sma, that the liberation becomes just like your maidservant. Sevate, sevate sman, that means all prepared to engage in one's service like that. But one can actually achieve this higher platform like that described in this first verse of Shikshamrita. So, one has to come to that platform of giving up these hackneyed activities, or just like the six Goswamis, Nidrahara Vihara Kadi Vijito, conquering over these. All right, anything, discussion? Oh, Dina Sharp, we can have. Nice to see you.
I was just curious what the distinction is between sahajiyas and those who are at a particular point of evolution.
The what is the
particular point of evolution? The difference between sahajiyas who are involved in mixed devotional life, just like in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes, he delineates the different levels of devotees.
Yes.
And also in the 3rd chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna specifically discusses how, as Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas point out, better a sincere sweeper in the street who may be involved in sense gratification than Falgu Vairagya Uchite, someone who is also renounced. So I'm just wondering how we might understand the distinction between such people who are honestly on the path of devotional life, although they're not so advanced, and a sahaja.
The difference between them, the difference between those who are, yes, actually Krishna also, there's one, what is that? We have that verse here. Let me see. Yeah, I have that here. 32. In the 11th canto, Krishna? Yeah. He's speaking to Uddhava. Jata Shraddha Matkatasu Nirvina Sarvakarmasu, that he says that having awakened faith in the narrations of my glories, being disgusted with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotees remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. So this is the Krishna that's making point that one should be actually even Raghunath Das Goswami, even is an extreme situation of renunciation. He was condemning his attachment that I want to maintain this body like that, with this refused prasadam like that, that even the cows wouldn't eat like that. They were, the devotees say, of course, we have to maintain our bodies. That is the requirement in this material world. And some type of sense gratification, so-called sense gratification, is required in order to maintain one's body. But Krishna tells to Arjuna that to Uddhava that he's that one who is properly situated, if someone is sincere, he will understand that that this sense gratification leads to misery and is actually disgusted with such activities. Whereas the sahajiyas, they cultivate that sense gratification. They that's part of their program. That's part of their goal and their activities, that they want to cultivate their material sense gratification. Whereas the goal of the actual devotees, the pure devotees, is that they need to, some type of gratification is required for the senses, but they want to, they're actually not satisfied at all with that. They want to give that up. That was the following the six Goswamis, that Nidrahara, Vihara, that eating, that Nidra means the sleeping, Ahara as the eating, and Vihara means the sense enjoyment, sex life. Vijito, they want to conquer that over and give it up. They want to, that's the goal for the devotees, not to enjoy it more and more, but to renounce it more and more, to give it up more and more. So that's the whole purpose is needed to be understood. One has to understand what his purpose is in this, like activities.
Might it be said then that the sahajiyas don't recognize the standard of pure devotional service?
They don't
recognize the standard of pure devotional service, and they think their mixed devotional service is perfectly okay.
Yes,
nothing wrong with it.
That is their business, to enjoy the material world through devotional service, so-called devotional service.
In the translation, there's this sentence: the gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these timangila fish, for they are pure devotees. I don't quite understand what that's all about. It's I understand, you know, the timangila fish, that they're just being devoured by this desire to, their ambition to serve Krishna. It's just so intense for them. But this being delivered from it, I don't quite get that.
I think it's a little bit, it's a little bit difficult to, I think.
Is it
that
their desire is being satisfied?
Huh? Their desire is being satisfied,
so therefore
they're being delivered from the
Maybe.
I think, my understanding, if you go back two verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I think it's in that same mood myself, but I am naturally inclined to you only, and your instructions to me to meditate you on are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. So, I mean, the devotees actually, they want to be instructed by Krishna how to serve Krishna in detail like that. That's their happiness when they get instructed how to serve Krishna particularly. Madan Mohan has
said. One thing that just occurs to me in response to this point is that, they're in this great ocean of separation. They're being devoured by the Timangila fish, which represent their ambition to be with Krishna. So then this relief from the Timangila fish is the union.
Is the what?
Is the union. You know, they're actually
all right.
They're coming together.
That may be also, yes.
I think that seems to make sense in the context here, you know, because of this ocean of separation. Krishna comes and he goes.
Krishna comes and goes, yes. Madan Mohan Puri. Can you pass the mic? Thank you.
It seems to me there's also a particular flavor of this conversation that's quite similar to the Uddhava's message to the gopis, with the Radharani speaking to the bumblebee, where they're talking about this separation, and Krishna at that time, he also, through Uddhava, sent a message, and these messages are always very difficult to understand. That there's many different layers of the message, that famous one at 10:47:29 is quite similar to this, where they're having a discussion on are you separated, the separation, and then of course Krishna says we're really not separated, but then so there's a particular flavor that's being expressed there that's also the same one that was being expressed. Does Krishna ever leave Vrindavan? He is Vrindavan, he's not in Vrindavan. So there's this unique flavor there in that conversation.
Yeah, I think there's many layers of understanding here in the what can...
And it is one of the 64 arts that they're doing. It's actually a couple of the different arts, 29 and 30 and 31, all these different arts of speaking in a way that's difficult to understand, and it's also got indirect meanings and direct meanings, and they play with the different usages of the words, and so it's a specific flavor that we're getting exposed to. It's complicated in one sense, it's relished, what was the verse by... the king who wants to have his mind absorbed. It was wrapping around the stem of the lotus. So it gets you pulled in more and more on the different layers of the heart.
All right, anything else, please? Anything? Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada.